From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday, according to witnesses and security sources. A security official told VOA's Somali service that Mohammed Ibrahim Gebo was killed in an explosion after a device fitted to his car went off. Gebo was a news anchor for Khalsan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullahi Guri is a television manager at Khalsan TV. He said Gebo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. His friend at Khalsan TV told VOA that he spoke to Gebo last night and was expecting to meet him Monday night at a coffee shop. He was friendly, said the man, a quiet person who did not say much to people. He's the fifth journalist killed in Somalia this year. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has ordered his military to withdraw a significant part of its forces from Russia, following the regaining of control by that military of most of the country. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA that Putin told journalists in Cairo that Russia would now focus on talks between the Syrian opposition and the government.
Putin's visit to Cairo followed an unexpected stop at Russia's Hamaymim Air Base in Latakia, Syria, where he met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian media reported Assad thanked Putin for Russia's role in fighting terrorism in Syria. The Russian president also vowed to help Egypt fight terrorism, referring to a draft military agreement that had been signed by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu during a late November visit to Cairo. He says Egypt and Russia have agreed to increase the scope of their military cooperation and, above all, to strengthen the capabilities of the Egyptian military in fighting terrorism. Egypt has been battling Islamic militants along its long and porous border with Libya and in the northern Sinai. Terrorist attacks against civilian and military targets have caused a large number of casualties and major economic damage during the past year. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A federal judge ruled against the Trump administration on Monday, saying transgender men and women can join the U.S. military starting January 1st. The administration wanted a delay while it appealed earlier court rulings against the president's ban on transgender troops. But Judge Colleen Kolar-Katelli said the government failed to prove it would be harmed if transgender men and women started signing up starting New Year's Day. She said the Pentagon has had a year and a half to prepare. Three women who last year accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday, saying it was time Congress investigate claims against the president in the wake of dozens of other powerful American men being held accountable for their treatment of women. During last year's presidential campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct extending over several decades, but he denied all the accusations and said that a taped comment of him boasting of groping women was merely locker room talk. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.